This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmini, and our shir today is going to focus on chapter 9, verse number 6. The pasuk from the beginning of the Parsha already tells that Moshe instructed Aharon to bring certain sacrifices, specifically a calf for a sin offering and a ram for elevation offering, and the Jewish people were told that they have to bring a he-goat for a sin offering and a calf and a sheep for elevation offering, and an ox and a ram for a peace offering, and a flour offering in oil, because in that day, meaning on the eighth day, which according to Rashi it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem is going to appear in front of you. Pasuk number 5 continues and says that the Jewish people brought what Moshe commanded, and the assembly came near and they stood in front of Hashem, meaning since Moshe Rabbeinu had told them that Hashem is going to appear after they do this, then they quickly did what Moshe Rabbeinu told them and they stood in front of Hashem, meaning in front of the Ohel Moed, in front of the Mishkan. Then on Pasuk number 6, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe says, Ze adovor asher tzivo Hashem tasu, this thing that Hashem commanded you should do, ve'yeru aleichem kvoid Hashem, and the Spirit of Hashem will appear to you, meaning the thing that I will command you in the name of Hashem now you should do, and then the Spirit of Hashem will appear. Sefer Rechovos HaNoar asks a question that it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to command them now what to do. But as we mentioned, from Pasuk number 1 to Pasuk number 5, Moshe Rabbeinu already commanded them what to do. And not only did he command them what to do, in Pasuk number 5, it already says that they did everything Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do. And also the fact that the Kvod Hashem is going to appear, that's already written previously in Pasuk number 4. The end of Pasuk number 4 says, you should do this, ki hayoim Hashem niro aleichem, that today Hashem is going to appear in front of you. Then what is it, ze adovar shetzivu Hashem, this is what Hashem commanded you should do, that only then the Spirit of Hashem is going to appear. The other question that he asks, if you take a look in the beginning of the Parsha, it doesn't say in the name of Hashem. It says just bring these sacrifices. And only here in Pasuk number 5 says that this is the thing that Hashem commanded you to do. True that every time Moshe Rabbeinu said something, we assume it was in the name of Hashem, specifically as we say that Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that the Shechina speaks from the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying ze adovar shetzivo Hashem tasu, this is the thing that Hashem commanded you to do? Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu gave till now is what Hashem commanded. There's no need to say that this is the thing that Hashem commanded you to do. Sefer Rechovos HaNoar, in order to answer this, brings the Ramban in Vayikra chapter 1, Pasuk number 9, where there the Ramban explains the reason behind the korbanos, the reason behind sacrifices, and the Ramban says that the reason for the sacrifice is ki bavur shemaseh bnei adam, because the actions of a person nigmarim b'machshava, finish with thought, b'dibur, with speech, with a maseh and action, meaning these three categories involve everything a person does. When a person says something, he involves the speech and sometimes his thought. When a person does an action, involves his thought and his action. So all actions of a person involve these three components, speech, thought, and action. And when he sins against Hashem, that means that he used these things to sin against Hashem. Therefore, Hashem says that when a person will sin, he should lean on this animal, because that is the action, and he should confess his sins, which is the speech. And then we burn in fire the stomach and the kidneys, which are the limbs that influence thought and desire, because the kidneys involve thought and the stomach involves desires. and we are told to bring the feet of the animal on the altar, which the feet involves the actions of a hand and the feet that a person does when he goes to do something wrong. And then Hashem tells us to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. Like that, a person will come to the understanding that technically he is the one that is guilty by the action, and technically it should have been his life and his soul and his body that are brought upon the altar. But out of kindness of Hashem, Hashem accepted a tmura, a substitute, and by you seeing what is done to the substitute, you will come to understanding to repent, and by repenting you'll get to come closer to Hashem. That, according to the Ramban, is the whole purpose of sacrifices. The whole reason that we bring animal offerings is for you to see what happens to the animal, and that will bring you an understanding of repentance, and like that you will repent. Sefer Rechoves HaNoar says that this is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was now telling the Jewish people to do. Meaning that after the Jewish people brought all these things, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that this is not enough, that just by bringing these things you have not accomplished anything, because the point is not just to bring these things close to Hashem. The point is Ze adavar shetzivo Hashem tasu, that you will do what Hashem tells you to do, that you will see what is done in the animal, and you will think that this is what should be done to you, meaning that this thing that Hashem tells you to do to the animal, tasu, you should do in yourself, you should view it as it is done to yourself, then and only then, ve'yero aleichem kvod Hashem, then the spirit of Hashem is going to appear to you. Meaning, if you just do the action without the thought, then it will not work and the spirit of Hashem will not come. The idea of sacrifices is not just to bring the animal for Hashem. The idea of sacrifices is for you to repent. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling you, this what Hashem commanded you, tasu, you should do on yourself. Meaning, view the sacrifices as you'd have brought yourself, then the spirit of Hashem will come over you and you will merit to see the glory of Hashem. Dor HaChaim HaKodesh answers the question, what is Ze HaDovar Shetzivo Hashem Tasu? What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Jewish people now that they should do, based on the Pasuk number 5? Because if you take a look in Pasuk number 5, it says Vayikhu Eis HaShetzivo Moshe El Pnei El Moed. They took everything that Moshe commanded in front of Ohel Moed, meaning they brought all the animals that Moshe commanded to bring as sacrifice in front of the Ohel Moed. Va'ikrivu kol ha'oda, the assembly got close. Va'yamdu lifnei Hashem, and they stood in front of Hashem. He notes that in the beginning of the pasuk it says that they brought everything in front of Ohel Moed, in front of the tent of meeting, meaning in front of the Mishkan, and now they stood in front of Hashem. It doesn't say that they stood in front of the Mishkan. Normally, in front of Hashem means in front of the Ohel Moed, in front of the tent of meeting. But here it doesn't say that they stood in front of Ohel Moed. It says that they stood in front of Hashem. Therefore, the Rachaim says that the Jewish people at this point, since they did exactly what Hashem wanted them to do, and they had the thought of tshuva, they were repenting and feeling bad about doing the golden calf. They were so complete that they didn't view themselves as being in front of Ohel Moed, in front of the tent of meeting, in front of a building. They viewed as they are in front of Hashem himself. As David HaMelech says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit, that I always viewed Hashem as being in front of me constantly, meaning that we know the way a person acts at home is not the same way he acts when other people are watching. And not only when other people are watching, the way you act in your friend's home is not the same way that you act in front of a king. When we are in front of a king, we are extra careful we are very aware that we should not do anything wrong, not to deserve the ire of the king. And for sure, when you are in front of Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, Hashem, then for sure you have to be extra careful, extra aware of your actions. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they achieved the level of Lifnei Hashem, that they are in front of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Ze adovo shetziva Hashem tasu, that this that you feel now, this that you acting now, that you should do always, meaning always behave this way, always view as Hashem is in front of you. Automatically, if you do that, then veyero aleichem kod Hashem, then Hashem is going to appear to you always. If you always view yourself as Hashem is in front of you, that will prevent you from doing anything wrong, that will give you great connection to Hashem, and then Hashem's glory will appear to you. Then the Rachaim HaKodesh says that according to this that I mentioned, that they achieve a great level, we could say that what it's written, the word Vayamdu Lifnei Hashem, that they stood in front of Hashem, meaning that they stood directly in front of Hashem without any curtain, without any division, without any barrier between Hashem and the people. Meaning that we know that when a person sins, a person creates a wall, a curtain between him and Hashem. As a matter of fact, we could bring proof from the head of Adam Orishan, Adam and Chava, that as soon as they sinned, they were required clothes on. They were required to separate themselves from Hashem, because once they sin, they create a separation. That's why we mentioned previously that the word malbush, the word clothing, comes from the word levush, for embarrassment. That a person who sinned is embarrassed, and in order to cover up his embarrassment, he wears clothing. In other words, now that he is not completely united with Hashem, he has to cover it up, therefore he has to wear clothing. Also, the word baget, the word clothing, is from the language bogad, treacherous, that a person who is treacherous, sinful to Hashem, is required to wear clothing, the baget, because he bagad, he was treacherous to Hashem, meaning that the clothing is a separation between him and Hashem, because since now he sinned, he cannot be totally connected to Hashem. He required to have this separation, which signifies his treachery. And that is also why Hashem gave to Adam Arishon kosnos or clothing of skin, clothing of hide, because now he is required to be separate since he has sinned. Had he been completely connected to Hashem, then he could stay lifnei Hashem, he could stay right in front of Hashem. But now that he sinned, he's required to have a curtain, he has required to have a separation. Therefore Hashem gave him the kosnos oir, the clothing of skin, to separate him from Hashem. But here, since Moshe Rabbeinu saw that vayamdu lifnei Hashem, that the Jewish people were standing directly in front of Hashem, that means that the separation that was because of the sins that they did, because of the sin of the golden calf, was completely atoned. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ze hadavo shetziva Hashem tasu, if you always continue doing this that you did till now, that you are going to be always repentant and you're always going to be able to get close to Hashem, then Vayeru aleichem kvod Hashem, then the glory of Hashem is always going to appear to you. Then the Orachaim says that after he said this word, he found a perplexing medrash on Pasuk, meaning that the medrash Rabbah, Perek Yud Beis, Simen Ches, says, Ze adovar shetzivo Hashem, this is the thing that Hashem commanded Tasu you should do. Mahu ze adovar, what is the thing that Hashem wants you to do? The Medrash Rabbah says, Alamila Omalohem, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them about the circumcision. How do I know that Zehadover means circumcision? Kamad the Tema, as we see in Yoshua chapter 5, verse number 4, Zehadover Asher Mol Yoshua. This is the thing that Yeshua circumcised, meaning that Yeshua, before he came into Eretz Israel, was told that he has to circumcise the Jewish people again, because the Jewish people in the desert did not circumcise. There it's written, Zeha Dovor Ashemol Yeshua. This is the thing that Yeshua circumcised. So we see when we're referring to Zeha Dovor means circumcision. The Medrash Rabbah says that here Moshe Rabbeinu told them about the circumcision. The Rachaim HaKodesh says that he doesn't understand this Medrash. What connection is it, circumcision, if what is going on now? Moshe Rabbeinu circumcised all the Jewish people before they left Egypt. What connection has to do circumcision if what we're doing now in the inauguration of the tabernacle, in the inauguration of the Mishkan? Again, the Medrash asks, what is Zeha Dovor? What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Jewish people at this juncture? The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people at this juncture about the circumcision. How do I know he told them about circumcision? Because here it's written Zeha Dovor, and by Yeshua it's written Zeha Dovor, and there Zeha Dovor is referring to circumcision. So too, here Zeha Dovor is referring to circumcision. But Dorachaim asks, what context is it referring to circumcision? Who needs circumcision here? Why is the circumcision even brought up here? We're not circumcising anybody. What is the meaning by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people about the circumcision in this juncture? Therefore, Dorachaim says, according to what he just said, that the idea was that the Jewish people did tshuva, they were able to repent in such a way that they became totally connected, they were totally in front of Hashem, and that is the hint that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to the people, that they should act that way, like that the glory of Hashem is going to appear. Then we understand what the circumcision is. The circumcision, he says, is not the circumcision of skin, as we do a bris milah, as a person the eighth day does. The circumcision is the circumcision that's written in Devarim, chapter 30, verse number 6, where there it's talking about the Jewish people repenting, and after the Jewish people repent, it's written, Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha, Hashem will circumcise your heart, ves levav zarecho, in the heart of your children, lehavos Hashem Elokecha, that you love Hashem your God, bechol levavcha, before your heart, bechol nafshecha, before your soul, manchayecho, so it should remain alive. That circumcision is the circumcision that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people, meaning that once you are able to achieve such a high level of tshuva, now Hashem is going to circumcise your heart. Meaning, Zeha Dovor Shetziv Hashem, Hashem was commanding you on the circumcision, meaning to circumcise your heart, to always feel that way, like that you always merit to have Kvoid Hashem, the glory of Hashem. Again, according to the Rachaim HaKadosh, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu told them Al Hamila on the circumcision, it does not mean the circumcision of flesh as a regular bris, it means the circumcision of heart. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them the words that Rachaim said before, that if they constantly have this feeling of repentance, then Hashem will circumcise their heart and they will love Hashem and never sin again. And how do I know that he was talking about circumcision? Because Yeshua, Zeha Dovor, is talking about circumcision. True that there is circumcision of flesh, but nonetheless, we know that he was talking about circumcision, but not circumcision of flesh, circumcision of heart, meaning that Hashem is going to remove the Yetzer Hara from you, and you are not going to sin anymore. You're always going to be connected to Hashem. So if you continue with that feeling of repentance, then Hashem will merit you, then you will merit to see the glory of Hashem. And the Rachaim says that afterwards he saw the Medrash, which is actually a Torah Kohanim, who says that what is Zeha Dovor Shetziv Hashem Tasu, what is the thing that Hashem commanded to do? Omar lo Moshe l'Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, Oiso Yetzer Hara, that Yetzer Hara, Haviru Milvavchem, remove from your heart. But you kulchem b'yiru achaz, it should be in one awe, uve'etzo achaz, in one advice, and the sharaz v'amokim, you should all be united and be in one way to serve Hashem. Keshem shu yechidi bo'ilam, the same way that Hashem is the only one in the world, meaning He's the only one that could control the world. So your service of Hashem should be directed only for Him. If you do that, then the glory of Hashem will come. Which Torah Chaim says, if you read this Medrash, that is the exact words that he explained, that Yetzer Hara is removed from your heart. Once you remove the Yetzer Hara from your heart and you're able to serve Hashem completely, then you'll merit to have the glory of Hashem appear in front of you. The Beirach Moshe brings this Medrashim that Torah Chaim HaKodesh asks, specifically that perplexing Medrash that refers to the Bris Milah, to the circumcision, and he is also bothered by the connection of the Milah of the circumcision to this inauguration of the Mishkan, but he chooses not to use Torah Chaim's answer of the circumcision of the heart, and he keeps it in the literal translation as the actual circumcision, since the pasuk that they bring from Yeshua is referring to the circumcision of the flesh, and he gives a few answers to explain what is the reference to the circumcision by the Mishkan. What lesson did Moshe Rabbeinu want to convey to the Jewish people by bringing up the theme of the circumcision at the inauguration of the Mishkan? The Beirach Moshe first brings the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph 16a. There the Gemara analyzes the Psukim in Iyuv, in Job, chapter 10, verse number 7, says, Al datcha, were it your intention, kiloy ersha, I would have not have been wicked, ve miyadcha matzil, and none can save from your hand. Meaning that Iyuv was complaining to Hashem that it's really Hashem's fault that people sin. How is it Hashem's fault that people sin? Omar Rava, Rav explains, Bikesh Iyuv liftor es kol ha'olam kulo min hadin. Iyuv wanted to exempt the whole world from the divine justice of Hashem, meaning that Iyuv wanted through his arguments to say that really Hashem should not give punishment for the evil and not reward for the righteous. Omar lefonav, Iyuv said to Hashem, Riboyne shroilam, Hashem, baroso shoir, you created an axe, parsois of sedukois, an axe has split hooves, baroso chamoir, you created a donkey, parsois of kalutois, and his hooves are together, meaning that an axe has split hooves, and a donkey doesn't have split hooves, and they can't change their nature. The way that they were created, that's the way they are going to be. Regardless of what they try to do in life, the axe is still going to have split hooves, and the donkey is still going to have closed hooves. Baroso Gan Eden, you created the Garden of Eden. Baroso Gehenem, and you created the Gehenem. Baroso Tzadikim, you created righteous people. Baroso Reshoim, you created evil people. Mi me'akev al yadcha, who is able to stop you? The Maharsha explains that Iyuv was arguing to Hashem that a person being good and righteous and a person being evil, it's not free will, it's the way they were born, it's the nature of a person. We see sometimes people are born with a nature of badness and people are born with a nature of goodness. Therefore, he wanted to bring an example from these two animals. The same way that the axe is the best of the species, so much so that always when the Torah describes the kosher species, it tells you about the axe, and the axe cannot change its nature, and the donkey, which is the worst of the species, it is totally choimer, total physicality, therefore it's called chamor, therefore it's called a donkey from the word chomer, physicality, and he cannot change his nature, and you can't praise an axe for being an axe and a donkey for being a donkey. It's not the donkey's fault, it's a donkey. Therefore, you cannot give reward for axe being an axe, and you can't give punishment for a donkey being a donkey. In the same way, goodness and evil are also the nature of a person. A person is created being good, a person is created being evil. Therefore, Eve was arguing that you cannot give reward for the good person for doing what his nature calls. You can't give punishment for evil person for doing what his nature calls. Being good and being evil, it's determined by nature when a person is born. Therefore, it's not fair that Hashem is giving punishment for an evil person and reward for a good person. That was the argument of Iyuv, meaning person on the day that is created is already determined if he's going to be a tzaddik, a righteous person, or a rasha, or evil person, and he cannot change nature. Therefore, Iyuv was arguing, if a person is evil, he doesn't deserve punishment. But in truth, says the Berach Moshe, that argument of Iyuv is already disproved by the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva Perek Hei, where the Rambam there speaks very long to discount this argument, and he writes down that a person should not think like the fools of the world that believe that Hashem already decrees in the beginning of his creation if he's going to be righteous or evil. That can't be true, says the Rambam. The Rambam says a person is able to achieve righteousness as Moshe Rabbeinu, and if he wants to be evil, he could achieve evilness as Yeravam ben Nevat. And there is nothing to pull him either to the side of evil or to the side of good, only himself. Meaning, if he gives in to his evil inclination, he'll become evil. If he overcomes his evil inclination and does the right thing, he'll become righteous. There is nothing that forces him to be a certain way. That had it been true that a person is born a certain way and he cannot change it, why would Hashem bother to tell all the prophets to warn the Jewish people to repent, to change their ways, if it's impossible for them to do it? There is no purpose to warn the Jewish people to change their ways and repent. Because if, according to what Iyuv was arguing, or according to the fools of the world are arguing, being good or evil is the nature of a person, it's impossible then for you to repent. From the fact that Hashem warns us to repent, shows clearly that a person's good or evil is totally dependent on his free will, and he could change it if he wants to. The Berach Moshe continues and says that the whole idea that we have free will could be learned from the mitzvah of circumcision, of Bris Milah, because the Sefer HaChinuch brings down in Parshas Lech Lecha, where he explains the roots of the mitzvah of Milah and the reason why Hashem told us to circumcise, is to tell that the same way that a person becomes complete, the physical being only becomes complete when a person does an action as circumcision, because the Pasuk itself on Bereshis chapter 17 verse number 1 says regarding the circumcision, Vayomer Elav Ani Akel Shaddai Am Hashem Hisalach Lefonai, walk in front of me Vayei Samim, and you will be complete. Meaning Hashem is telling Avraham Havinu that if he does the circumcision, then he will become complete. We see that a physical being is not complete until the man does something himself, and the physical being is created that way. But nonetheless, Hashem says that you could change it and you could become complete by you doing the circumcision and changing that physical being. So too, a person could change the shape of his soul, the shape of the way that he was supposed to act, by doing good deeds and doing good actions. Meaning that by doing good actions, a person is able to change the tendencies, to change the shape of that spiritual being that was given to him, and is able to make him a good being. That a person has the free will to be able to change that being. And that we learn from the circumcision, that the circumcision is able to complete and able to change the being of a person to be called complete. So too, the actions of a person is able to change his spiritual being and making it complete for the good. According to this, says the Berach Moshe, we understand now that perplexing medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Jewish people now at the inauguration of the tabernacle about the circumcision. Meaning that in the beginning of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people the sacrifices that they have to bring in order to atone for the sin of the golden calf. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw them coming, he wanted to make sure that they actually are repenting and they actually want that this sacrifice should atone for their sins, because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that within those people that were in front of the Ohel Moed, there were some people that believed, like Eov believed, or like the Rambam says, the fools of the world believed, that good and evil is already predetermined at birth, and there is no way to change that. Then those people would think that it is a waste to bring the sacrifices for atonement, since there is no way to change the way a person behaves, and they would not repent. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu decided that he's going to bring the idea of the circumcision, and the idea of the circumcision, as the Sefer HaChinuch explains, shows that a person has the free will, that since a person could change even physical things, for sure he could change through his action spiritual things. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu decided to first start Zeh HaDovor Asher Tzivo Hashem Lasois. This is what Hashem commanded you to do. Hashem commanded you to do tshuva, to use this as atonement, because you can change what is done. The same way that the circumcision could change and complete a person for the good, so too the sacrifices and your repentance could complete a person for the good. And if you do that, then Ve'yeiru Aleichem Kvod Hashem, then the glory of Hashem will appear to you. Then the Berach Moshe gives another interpretation, and he says that we know that in order to perform a mitzvah, you require to know all the details about the mitzvah and all the secrets of the mitzvah. But when we're bringing karbanas, when we're bringing sacrifices, it's not possible for regular people to understand all the secrets of karbanas. So a person may think that since he cannot completely comprehend this mitzvah and he can't achieve all the secrets of this mitzvah, therefore it is not important for him to do the mitzvah at all, because he cannot make the mitzvah properly. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Zeh HaDovor Asher Tzivo Hashem Tasu. This is a commandment that Hashem said that you have to do, that it is enough that you do the mitzvah. You don't have to know all the secrets behind the mitzvah. What Hashem cares is that you do the mitzvah, that you act in the mitzvah. That's all Hashem cares. And then, if you just do, even if you don't know the proper kavan of the mitzvah, Ve'yeru Aleichem Kvod Hashem, and the glory of Hashem will appear to you. But the Berach Moshe continues that even though Hashem doesn't require you to know all the kavanas of the mitzvah, nonetheless Hashem requires you that you do this mitzvah wholly for Hashem. Meaning the only reason you're doing the mitzvah is because Hashem is the one that commanded you to do the mitzvah, and your thoughts when you do the mitzvah are only directed towards Hashem. Meaning that the Choyvas HaLevavos in Shar Yichud HaMaaseh, in the chapter which discusses wholehearted devotion of all acts, meaning how we're supposed to have the devotion to Hashem when we're doing certain actions, he says that the Yetzer Hara, our evil inclination, has very novel ways to deal with us in order to get us not to fulfill the mitzvahs properly. Meaning that when a person is about to learn Torah or Daven, then the evil inclination says that since you are not able to do this service with total devotion, with awe and fear, the proper way that you're supposed to approach Davening, then why bother having other kavanas anyways? It's not going to be optimum anyways, because you don't have the kind of kavana that you're supposed to have. Then why bother even thinking that you're doing it directed for Hashem? Just think about your business, let your fingers do the walking on the page, let your mouth go in cruise control and you'll be able to say the words. But really, since you're not going to have the proper intent, you don't even have to know what you're saying. As long as you're just moving your mouth, that is enough. And then you could think about your businesses, you could think of other things while you're davening, because as long as you're saying the words, that will be enough. But that is not true, because true that you don't have to know all the kavanas of what you're saying, but you're required to have those things directed directly to Hashem. You have to know that you're doing this mitzvah because Hashem told you to do it, and you're not allowed to have other machshavos while you're doing this mitzvah. You can't make this mitzvah because you want to get haughty. You can't make the mitzvah for other side motives. You are required to do this mitzvah because Hashem told you to do it, and only then will the mitzvah count, even though you may not know the true kavanas of the mitzvah or the true reasons behind you doing this mitzvah. But as long as you do this mitzvah for Hashem, because Hashem commanded you to do, that is enough, and then Hashem will count this for a mitzvah. But if you don't have the intention for Hashem, then Hashem does not count that for a mitzvah. And to emphasize this point, Moshe Rabbeinu decided to bring the idea of the circumcision of the Bris Milah. Why? Because regarding the Bris Milah, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kof Lamed Aleph brings down, Tanya we learned, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha, any mitzvah that the Jewish people did besimcha in happiness, kegam milah, like the circumcision, dichsif, because regarding circumcision is written, Soso noichi alim rosecha, that I am rejoicing over your word, kemoitze shel al rav, like somebody who found a huge treasure, adain oisin oisa besimcha, we are still doing it with joy, meaning that any mitzvah that we accepted with joy as a circumcision, we still do it with joy. We make huge parties when we make the circumcision, and we are all happy about bringing your child to circumcise. And what is so special about circumcision that the Jewish people accepted the mitzvah of circumcision with joy? Rashi brings the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis 43b. There the Gemara says that B'shosh Shenechnas David LeBeis HaMerchatz, when David HaMelech went to the bathhouse, and he saw himself naked, that he doesn't have any of the other mitzvahs, he doesn't have tzitzis because he is in the bathhouse, he doesn't have tefillin because you're not allowed to go in tefillin in a bathhouse. Omar, he said, Oiloi she'emod arum b'loi mitzvah, oi for me that I'm naked without mitzvah, v'kiven she'nizka b'milah, since he remembered the circumcision that's always etched within his skin, Shabev Saroy, that's in his flesh, Nisyash Vodatoy, he became happy. Lacher Sheyatza Omar Aleo Shira, after he went out, he said a song on it, Shenemar, because it's written on Psalm chapter 12, verse number 1, Lam Natseach Ala Shminis, Mizmor Le David, for the conductor on the Shminis, on the 8th, a psalm to David, and he sang it, Al Mila Shenitna Bishminis, regarding the circumcision that is given on the 8th day. So according to Rashi, the idea that Mila was given by Simcha is because Mila is always etched in our skin. We are always protected by the mitzvah of Mila. Therefore, we accepted this mitzvah joyfully. But Mefarshim give there a different interpretation on regarding of David HaMelech being naked. And they explain that what it means that David HaMelech was naked, it means that he was naked not without mitzvahs, meaning that David HaMelech was checking to see the reasons that he did mitzvahs. He realized that every mitzvah that he does, he may have a bias by doing the mitzvah. He may have ulterior motives for doing the mitzvah, either the motives to become haughty or motives to get the world to come. There is only one mitzvah that he did that he has no bias. He saw the Bris Milah, which was done to him when he was 8 days old. When he was 8 days old, clearly he didn't have any side intention, any biases when he did the mitzvah. He didn't do it because he wanted to get Olam Haba, he wanted to get the world to come. He didn't do it because he wanted to get haughty. He didn't do it for any other reasons. He just had the Bris Milah because Hashem commanded us to do the circumcision. When he realized that, he made a song, Lam Natseach Al Hashminis, a song about the 8 day, about the circumcision that is given the 8 day. And the Berach Moshe explains that this is exactly why Bris Milah is considered a simcha, is considered joy, because since the Bris Milah is only mitzvah that a person is able to do with pure intentions, there is no bad intentions when a person does a circumcision. As we mentioned, the child himself, since he is 8 days old, obviously he can't have bad intentions in doing the mitzvah. And even the father who gives his child to be circumcised, since he knows that every circumcision involves a risk of life, as the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis 57b on the pasuk in Tehillim in Psalms chapter 44 pasuk number 23, where the pasuk says Ki olecho horagnu kol hayom, that because of you, because of your mitzvahs Hashem, we are killed every day. Zu milah, this is the circumcision. And Rashi explains why is the mitzvah of milah considered a mitzvah that we are killed every day. The zimnim, the mice, because it's possible that a child should die during the circumcision. A father who would put the child at risk obviously doesn't have other intentions in doing so, only the intention to serve Hashem, that he knows it's a mitzvah to serve Hashem. Then we see that the Jewish people do this mitzvah besimcha because their intention is completely to serve Hashem, and when we do that, that is considered as we do besimcha because we have no other side intentions when we do it. Therefore, says the Berach Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach the Jewish people that they don't have to have the kavana of the mitzvah, they don't have to know the secret of the mitzvah, but they have to have the kavana that they should do the mitzvah directed to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu used the example of circumcision. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ze adavar asher tzivu Hashem tasu. True that you could do the mitzvah and that will count as you did it, even if felt the proper intention, but you have to have intention like the mitzvah of milah. The mitzvah of circumcision, we have intention that we're doing it for Hashem. We have no other thoughts when you do the mitzvah. That too, you know when you'll be able to get the glory of Hashem if you do it in the way that Zeh Dovar, in the way of the circumcision. If you do your mitzvahs in the way of the circumcision, that you don't have any ulterior motives, you only have motives directed to Hashem, even though you don't know the whole kavanas, the whole intentions, and the whole meaning behind the mitzvah, nonetheless, Hashem will count it for you, and Hashem will make His glory come. But you have to be very careful that when you do the mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah directed for Hashem in the same way as the circumcision is. In other words, if you do it in the same way as the circumcision, then you'll be able to have the glory of Hashem revealed. But if you don't do it in the same way, if you do it with ulterior motives, then you will not merit to have the glory of Hashem revealed. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should all do our mitzvahs directed to Hashem. Then we'll merit to have the glory of Hashem revealed. Moshiach will come. The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Bimheira Beyomeinu. Amen.